This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Another week, another legacy tech company looks to the cloud for its future. IBM just announced a deal to spin off its chip-making division to the company Global Foundries, which is run out of California but owned by a sovereign wealth fund in Abu Dhabi. IBM's paying $1.5 billion to Global Foundries for the handoff, and it seems in part about IBM transitioning into a focus on enterprise business. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Global Foundries has a lot to gain by acquiring IBM's chip division. The company will get access to IBM's engineers and intellectual property, says Needham analyst Quinn Bolton.
Global Foundries will also pick up some semiconductor process technology expertise that hopefully makes the company more competitive going forward.
And fewer tech companies make their own chips. Apple, Dell, Qualcomm all rely on outside manufacturers. Gartner analyst Sergis Mushal says it makes sense economically because chip companies have the advantage of scale.
If you are making 10 of something versus a million of something, from a price point perspective, it's more attractive when you make millions.
The largest contract chip maker, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, quadrupled its capital spending in the last 5 years, from $2.5 to $10 billion. Now, if you're a company like IBM, you have to look at those numbers and ask yourself, does it make sense to take a loss in chip making when you could just buy them from someone else? IBM's answer as of today is no, it doesn't. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.